Hey, Master Souls. So today we are talking about flow and rhythm. Now, flow is something that is super popular to talk about right now, and I take objection to a lot of the presumption that we have to do something to be in flow, because guess what? You are always in flow. Always in flow. The universe never stops. The flow never stops. We are always in it. We are flow. Period. Now here's the thing. Sometimes we're in really fast flow, like we're going down through rapids, and that's the state that people are like, get into flow, get in those fast rapids. That's not always the best place to be. Because sometimes our flow is like a lazy river, and it doesn't feel like we're getting anywhere anytime soon. But if we stop and enjoy the flow, what we see is this gorgeous view, this canvas of nature painted all around us. We are always in flow. It's just the pace of the river may change depending on what edge of the bend you are on. We are always in flow. You don't have to do anything to be in flow. And yeah, you can paddle like hell to speed up the flow, but the flow itself remains the same. It's either slow or fast. It's whatever the flow is at the moment is exactly the flow that you need to succeed in that instance. So the flow comes down to understanding that you're always in flow and to surrender to it. And yes, it takes just as much to surrender to the slow, painful, I'm not going anywhere flow, as it does to surrender to the woohoo rapid flow. It feels like a rush, but sometimes in that rapid flow, we get the mentality of hustle instead of the mentality of surrender. So all kinds of flow require different things from us, but we are always in flow. So where does rhythm come in? See, rhythm is very much like flow, except that rhythm is something that comes from within. We are always in flow and immersed in flow, flowing through us. The energy is always there, but then our heart beats in a certain way. There are times when we are called to salsa, and times that we dance, and times that we Irish dance, and whatever other kinds of dance there are in the world. That rhythm of how our soul communicates is something very important to understand. I refer to my rhythm as a sprinter. I do long, deep periods of lounging around in the lazy river, quiet time, replenishing time, renewing time. It's the empath and the introvert in me that needs to be up in my tower, in my castle, away from people, shut off. Because I need that for my rhythm to be able to continue. And then all of a sudden I will wake up and I will jump out of my tower. I won't even walk. I will jump out of my tower and I will do a full-blown rain dance in front of the entire world with more energy and more fire than I have ever had. And I sprint like hell when that happens. And then all of a sudden I'm back in my tower and I'm quiet. I am a sprinter. That is my energy, and I'm unapologetic about it. I'm either sprinting like a madwoman, or I am rejuvenating so that I can go out again and sprint. I am not a long-distance runner. I am a sprinter. That is my rhythm, and I will claim it. And I have clients who are slow all of the time. They are always slow. They're slow to adapt. They're slow to learn. They're slow to implement. They have to really feel it all the way through their body, and they're slow all the way around. And they do this beautiful swaying to the energy. And when they get in fast flow, even their fast flow to me is slower than my fast flow. That's their rhythm. And then I have some clients that even their fast flow, you know, even their slow flow feels fast, and they're like, I'm not going anywhere. And I'm sitting there watching them zoom by. I'm in that slow flow, and then their fast flow vibrates at the speed of light. We all have our own rhythm, and we are always in flow, and those are two things that we need to accept to really dive into our businesses and our lives from an intuitive space. We all have our own rhythm and our own pace and our own way that our energy expresses itself and comes out and through us. But understand that we are always in the flow. You're never out of flow. Don't say that anymore. You're always in flow. The universe is always within you. You have access to flow 24/7. And please understand what your rhythm is. So this is a really fun discussion to have, and I want you to bring it into Facebook, because while this is a very short lesson, this can have profound impact in the way you plan out your business. Because I'm a sprinter, I plan out my business to do a big sprint twice a year, and that's it. The rest of the year, I'm not out doing sales and marketing. I'm doing the things with my inner circle, with you guys, with my clients, with the things that I've already created, and I'm cocooning with them, and I'm inviting you up to my tower to play. And then twice a year, I come down out of my tower and I go all balls out for, you know, a month or two, and then I'm back up in my tower. And I've planned my business accordingly. If you are slower, then plan it out slower. How can you do a slower enrollment process? How can you be quieter about it? How can you do this in a way that nourishes that need to really have that deep understanding with yourself and another person? And if you are fast flying, then what you get to do is every month have a project that's going to fulfill you. Know your rhythm and act accordingly. Thank you. I love you. I'll see you on the inside.